Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. My name is Beck and I'm an addict. I am coming to you from Sydney, Australia. It's the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And I would like to pay my respects to elders past and present. It is really wonderful to be on this meeting. I've never been to this meeting before, so I do feel a bit nervous, oddly. So big thanks to Ken for inviting me for the opportunity to feel really nervous and share my story. I've only just recently discovered secular NA and I'm really excited about it. And I was reflecting this morning on when I first came into NA and what my very first experiences were. And it would have been the very early 2000s, and my life still looked, I still had some scaffolding of my life left. I still had a job and I'd taken leave, and I thought I could take leave from work, go get clean, and just go back to work. That was my best thinking. And I went into a detox and I was very, very sick. My drug of choice was heroin, and I was very, very sick, but I was still good, reasonably good at pretending that life was somewhat normal for the purposes of looking like a functioning member of society. So I got to detox. I was very sick. And the first night was completely unmedicated, and I was really shocked. I was expecting something. And it was really clinical, it was really brutal. And I got through the first night and woke up the next day, and we had a morning group. I'd never been in a rehab, so I had no idea, no expectation. And this woman that looked like a person that I could relate to started reading from this book, and I now know that that book would have been the Just for Today. But she started reading from this book, and she did whatever the reading was of that day. I didn't really hear any of the words, but the words I did hear were God. And I went, what? Sorry, I don't know if you swear in this meeting, but what the, like, I was shocked. I was shocked because when I signed up for this institution, when I signed up to get clean, I didn't know that God would be involved, and I did not know. It really freaked me out that this is where life had gotten to. And immediately I thought, this is not where I belong. These are not my people. And if this is a condition of me getting clean, then this is not for me. And I left. And a few years later, life had really, so over the course of a few years, life had really gotten difficult, and there was no pretending anymore. There was no job. I was doing absolutely everything I could to use. I didn't have a place to live, and I went from living in a brothel to going into detox and rehab. And the institution I landed in was all cognitive behavioral therapy, and so it was all of what was going on in your head, and that didn't work either. Because my head is where the problem lives. So I learn all about the graph of like how to get through wanting to use. And I thought to myself, they graphed it as if it was some kind of wave. But for me, I was 24/7 death metal in my head, use, use, use. And every day I didn't use was absolutely going against every cell of my being, because that's all I thought about it and it's all I wanted to do. I was deeply uncomfortable in my skin, even when the actual detox part was over. And life had fallen apart so much that for me, getting up and having a shower was an achievement. I remember ringing my dad to tell him I woke up and I had a shower, because life routine, self-care had absolutely all fallen apart. And it was in that rehab that somebody said, when I was very obviously unwell, said, "You need a meeting." And I thought, what the hell is a meeting? And he said it like he really knew that I needed this thing called a meeting. And so he took me to a meeting, and I saw the steps on the wall. And I was not well enough to listen to similarities and not differences. I didn't even have that kind of perspective of the world. And this was all so absolutely brand new. But we went to a meeting that was in my neighborhood. So, first of all, I was actually a little bit offended that this had been here the whole time and I didn't know about it. So, because for some reason I felt like I should know everything that was going on in my neighborhood. So there were people from my neighborhood at this meeting. So that gave me a sense of like, okay, maybe I belong here. And where I lived, we were pretty diverse bunch. So, there were a lot of drugs around. So I thought, okay, maybe these are my people. But they all looked really like healthy. So that was deeply suspicious. Their skin was amazing. They looked shiny. And then I saw on the wall three words that really bothered me. And the words were God, him, and powerlessness. And so my experience of using meant, and my experiences growing up meant that I felt I worked really, really hard to get a sense of power and agency in my life. And so that idea of vulnerability and powerlessness really, really scared me and also made me quite furious at the same time. But fury is an energy, so that was okay. But when I saw God, I thought, it's another condition. Here we go. Here is the secret. So this group of people that really say they believe I can get recovery, I felt that the condition was going to be that I also believe in their God, because I knew that it was such a practice of get people while they're vulnerable and get them to believe. So I was so deeply suspicious. I did not trust this at all, but I was also really aware that I had nowhere else to go and nowhere else to be. So I did start listening, and I don't know when it happened that I actually started believing people's stories. I didn't believe from the beginning at all. And I also thought to myself, how much, so my nan, my grandma, she was very much a Catholic. And so she had the Serenity Prayer on the wall in the toilet. And I kept thinking of her, thinking, God, this is what it's come to, Nan. She'd be so proud, but really unhappy at the same time. But this is where my life got to. But so I was really deeply suspicious. But there was something that there was enough of something for me to stay. And I went on to another rehab from there, and it was more 12-step based. And I finally heard that the belief in a higher power wasn't conditional and it wasn't predetermined. And I thought to myself of how many people would have the same experience walking through the door and walking back out again when they saw the word God. And then I realized how important it was for people to that we have the diversity in NA where we that we have the diversity in NA when the next person who's not comfortable with this concept has a person to talk to and has a person to connect to. So in that recovery, I got over 5 years clean, and I didn't stay clean. And in that first 5 years, I really did have a sense of faith, and I had a sense of faith that I couldn't name, but I had some trust. What was really missing for me at that time was I really went on the externals. I did a lot of service. I was available to a lot of people. I really believed in the fellowship, and I genuinely believed that it absolutely changed my life. I couldn't believe that I actually stumbled upon a community whose job 24/7 was to stay clean and help others stay clean. Like, that absolutely blew me away. When I saw how the service structure worked, and I saw how, in fact, I probably related to the traditions before I did even the steps, because when I saw how the service structure worked, and I saw how properly democratic and properly non-power based it was, that groups were up the top and world service was at the bottom of the hierarchy, I thought, this is incredible. This is my utopia. So I had a lot more faith in the system and the structure of NA, more so than necessarily trust with other people and those really kind of a real understanding of how to do personal relationships. I didn't know it then, but I was incredibly codependent. I didn't know it then, but the ability to be clean and then actually lean into all the other types of dependencies and all the other types of ways that I can actually disconnect from how I feel. So for me, it was codependency and it was work. I never lost my gratitude for the fact that I wasn't in obsession and compulsion to use. Like, just I couldn't believe that on most days using just did not even feel like an option. Using wasn't a go-to, but Life circumstances changed, and there was a day that came where using really felt like the option. It really felt like the option because the pain I was in felt harder than using. And of course, that was just my disease ready to go to say, you know how to use, you don't know how to do this. And I absolutely believed it. I really believed it. And so I used, and then I was very lucky because it only took another 7 years of my life to get clean again. And that sounds odd to go, only took 7 years, but I was so grateful to come back. And I really knew this time around, I really reflected on what was missing in my first recovery. And for me, it was this deep connection to community and deep trust with other human beings. And more than anything, a sense of safety. I don't feel like a I don't feel like recovery is possible for me without a sense of safety. I needed to tell you the truth. I needed not to edit. I needed to feel safe, not to just present a version of myself. I needed to feel like that when I was doing my step work, when I needed not to perform, if that makes sense. I needed to tell you the truth and live with my shame about it, but also learn the fact that it was my shame. And when I shared my truth, the expected response I had from others was nothing like what my head said it was. It was nowhere near as bad as I expected it to be. Had to sit with the discomfort of exposure, feeling really exposed, feeling really small, and feeling really vulnerable, owning mistakes. And so to in this recovery, I've really focused on making sure that I have not only that safety in my home group, but that I can actually provide that safety for others in my home group. And which honestly is to me the biggest gift that NA has given me is that sense of safety in my skin. The second biggest gift is when I can't actually generate that by myself, with myself, when I feel unsafe, is that I know I have a whole community of people that I can tap into that will hold me when I can't hold myself. And it's incredible. It's this international passport. I used to smoke a particular brand of cigarettes, and it said on the packet, international passport to smoking pleasure. I feel like NA is my international passport to recovery. Like I can tap into it any time of day. So when I need a power greater than myself, when my head is absolutely just will not give me a moment, and I don't know what to do, the thing that I do do is I find a meeting. I find a meeting and I know that the squares on the screen have my recovery in their heart and I have their recovery in my heart. I know that I don't have to tell the story from the beginning, that I can actually just say whatever little snippet of insanity is occurring in my own head, share it, and I'm going to have at least one or two people, but maybe a whole heap of people going, oh, yeah, no, I so get that. And then the other incredible thing is with meetings is there's been so many times where I have been completely disabled in the sense of I can't find words or I feel absolute paralysis. And I will check into a meeting and I'll hear another human say words that describes how my insides are and how my insides feel. Like NA has taught me a whole completely different language. And I absolutely didn't understand it at first, I've got to say. I really did not understand people at first. But what's been incredible is when I've heard my experiences articulated by other members, I've not only learned about myself and been able to apply it to myself, but I've learned how to share it with others. And it's enabled me to open up. And then also hearing other members share means that I then feel a bit more courage to be able to share my own story. And so it's given me a voice. It's given me an opportunity to connect on a really profound level that didn't exist before. And I guess the power greater than myself that I believe in is this program and the collective of the people in it. And I know that, we're a reflection of the greater community. So I'm not going to love everybody, but we all have collective purpose. So we have this great force of a collective impact. And it's really great that not everybody is like me, because we need enough diversity in this fellowship so that the next person comes in the door can find their people. And God, it took me more than a while to find my people with NNA. And COVID was actually this really odd blessing, because I've now learned how people conduct meetings all around the world. I didn't know that there was like Australian style meetings, because I'd only been to Australian style meetings, so I didn't know that we had our thing that wasn't a thing in other places. It's also meant that I can tap into this power anytime that I need it. And the more I learn about how other people do their recovery, the better my recovery becomes. The wider the more diversity in NA, the greater quality my recovery can be. And it absolutely makes me feel so grateful that we have all learnt together how to have not only NA meetings online, but also how we keep them safe. And we've all grown, like we've all, I don't know if this meeting's had them, but we all get those, I don't know what to call them, those wonderful intruders and visitors that decide that the best use of their time might be to interrupt other people's recoveries. We've all learned this together. And in my work life, my organization just couldn't get it together as quick as NA has. So between us, we all have the collective skills, motivation, and spirit to really hold safe places for us to get clean. And I guess in this recovery, I'm now 8.5 years clean, and I have really noticed that the time spent being really present, like recovery is such hard work. It's really hard work. Like being thinking and feeling all the time, it's really, really hard work. I absolutely understand more and more why it is that I use. I still don't go gently into the world. I still sit really uncomfortably in my skin a lot of the time. But what I've found is I really have just lost my words there for a moment and my train of thought. What I found is I've spent enough time with myself to honestly understand how my brain works, how my body works. And it's like I've actually developed a genuine, profound relationship with myself. And in the steps, and I was in a meeting earlier today on step seven, the relief in finding out that I am nowhere near as bad as a person as I believed myself to be. The absolute grace in finding out that, yeah, I've become a healthier human being. I am a kind human being. I'm a generous human being. I really believe in the strength of community. And I feel like I can actually get close to celebrating the human being that I've become. And I've also realized that my values are quite different from other members of my NA community. My values are quite different from the wider community that I live in. But I'm really proud of the values that I hold, and I hold them really strong. And to me, that's probably where I get that sense of spirit. And the thing that I've also learned, that where I actually get energy and I get absolute restoration, is being connected to the natural world and the natural environment, and leaning more into really understanding that we are now so dominated by a built environment with a whole set of values about, how much you earn and how much you accumulate and what you have, and to have had enough time in recovery to go, right, I can participate in that world, but that's actually not what's most important to me. So being a part of NA has got me absolutely closer to my values as a human being, and I realized that one of the key things that has changed is that when I came into NA, and even earlier in this recovery, I always believed really strongly that if I ever met myself, I'd absolutely despise myself. I'd absolutely hate her. I wouldn't be able to stand her. And I'm really blown away by the fact that now I know that if I met myself, I'd be thinking there's a really strong and there's a really resilient woman in recovery. And so I'm deeply grateful to this community. I'm deeply grateful for the service today, and thank you for listening.